We talk with a lot of customers, and it's quite evidently that AutoStore has now become the gold standard of e-commerce distribution and fulfillment centers. But it is reserved for larger companies and for a couple of good reasons. AutoStore is not an expensive system, but it requires a big capital investment. And by that, I mean you get your ROI so quickly that it's actually, I would call it pretty cheap. But you need access to capital. So that was one of the first things that we looked into. And I would love to tell you everything about all the things that we did to create PO. But PO is something we have made to specifically target SMB market.
Hi there, logistics fans, and welcome to Out of the Box, your go-to podcast about everything cool that's going on in the world of logistics. With a lot of smart people, we not only talk about supply chain strategies, but also the future of e-commerce, robotics, last mile, and more. So if you're ready, then sit back, grab a snack, and let's unbox the hottest trends in logistics with Pia, Margarita, and me, Lynn.
Hi, and welcome to Out of the Box. I'm Pia, and in this episode, we're going to talk about ASRS, or automated storage and retrieval systems. Like me, most of you will probably automatically have AutoStore in mind when they hear ASRS, but today's guest is Na from AutoStore. Here with me is Magne Hatland, the co-founder and head of PIO, a company that specializes in automating warehouse storage and retrieval systems for SMBs or small to mid-sized businesses. Welcome, Magne.
Thank you, Pia, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Magne, before we dive into the specifics of PIO and what you offer, let's talk a little bit more about your background. Like I already said, you're not directly from AutoStore, but when you check out the PIO website, you still stumble across the AutoStore logo. So could you please explain to us what exactly is behind PIO and how is it linked to AutoStore?
Sure thing. Yeah, I have been working with AutoStore for 14 years. And well, I've seen it through my whole life. It was my uncle's company back in the day. So I am very much in love with this technology. And I have been working on both marketing and doing sales for AutoStore. I started as a service technician for it. So I know the product in and out. And I've had the pleasure of working many years of seeing how what kind of an impact it does on on companies, both short-term and long-term. So the idea in very simplistic form is to make AutoStore more available for everyone. So that is why we created PIO. And PIO is a part of AutoStore. It's a sub-brand of AutoStore, a sister company of AutoStore. So it's under its own brand, but targeting SMB customers instead of larger customers.
You mentioned it already a little bit, but what's your personal story here? So how did you end up working at AutoStore? And then also, how did you end up being the co-founder and head of PIO?
All right. So I started, my plan was not to work in logistics, really. But I remember all the way back when I was 12 years old, I worked at my uncle's company. He used to do distribution of electronic components. So, you know, resistors, transistors, capacitors, and that type of stuff. I got to work there part-time and summer holidays for my dad, who was the logistical manager at that place. And I specifically worked at inbound operations. So I guess that was the first impression I got of actually working with logistics. And I remember quite vividly how it was to mess up because we packed all of these components in on reels and then inside of pizza boxes. And they all looked the same. And I remember screwing up one day because I didn't scan properly the shelf I put it in. And I knew that I placed it in the warehouse, but it got lost. We couldn't find it. Everything looked the same. And that specific pizza box was worth almost 10,000 euros. And that was sort of my first impression that, okay, we need to have pretty good control over these warehouses. But I didn't plan on doing logistics. So when I did study, I studied marketing, international marketing, and I started my own clothing brand. I ran that for a couple of years. It became a big trend in Norway, and I sold almost 10,000 pieces of my stuff. But instead of growing the company, instead of, you know, evolving and doing the right things with that company, I ended up with a pretty big logistical problem. So it was all fun to sell a lot of products, but I did not know how to send it out properly. And I did a lot of learnings, I would say. So eventually I called AutoStore. I've been in love with the technology for so long. And I said, I want to work with marketing for you guys. And the answer I got was, well, we don't really need marketing, but we need a service technician. So I became a service technician in AutoStore. I was there for a couple of years. And then I made the website, started taking photos for, all robots and so on my spare time. And eventually I became the marketing director. And I worked a long time with sales and also sales training with our distributors. The thing is, I have had the pleasure of selling this system and seeing both the short-term and the long-term effect it has on companies. And I'm of course extremely biased, but I don't know any machine or anything you can buy that has that same effect on a company. I mean, you can get almost 10 times more stuff inside of the warehouse on the same rent. You can just have 1/5 of the workforce needed. Accuracy is 99 point something. And it's with all of those things, I can see companies really focusing on, you know, growth. They can put a check mark almost on their distribution centers, and it's a big deal. So looking at that for many years and talking to so many companies using our system, I was thinking, can we do something with this technology to make it more accessible for everyone? Because we're solving a lot of problems and we're making the big companies much better, but can we also make the smaller companies better? So we started out on a mission, me and a friend and colleague called Simon, to look for other options where we could put our technology. So we started something called ASX, where the X is unknown. And then we did a lot of research. We talked with a lot of customers. And it's quite evidently that AutoStore has now become the gold standard of e-commerce distribution and fulfillment centers. But it is reserved for larger companies and for a couple of good reasons. AutoStore is not an expensive system, but it requires a big capital investment. And by that, I mean, you get your ROI so quickly that it's actually, I would call it pretty cheap, but you need access to capital. So that was one of the first things that we looked into. And I would love to tell you everything about all the things that we did to create PO. But PO is something we have made to specifically target SMB market.
Now, we've already mentioned SMB several times. What I didn't know and surprised me when I looked it up was how many businesses are in fact categorized as small to mid-sized businesses, which is almost 90%. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think I've seen some places where 99% of all businesses in America is SMB under the definition. Yeah, so it's a huge market. And today, they don't have a lot of options for automation in their warehouse. And we would definitely love to do something about that. These companies are struggling with the exact same things as the larger companies, but they have not the same tools or resources to deal with them. So I believe automation in smaller scale with the same technology from AutoStore is the right way to go.
Are those, in fact, the same challenges, especially regarding logistics, or are there also some specific SMB logistics challenges that you also address with your PO system?
I think one big difference is with working with larger companies with AutoStore is that the conversation is usually between specialists. You talk with the supply chain managers, warehouse managers, or operational managers, people with a long experience of running warehouses. And that experience is really needed if you're going to run some big operations. But it's also needed for smaller companies. And usually these smaller companies are run by a founder, an entrepreneur, and their goal was usually not to become a logistical expert, but to build their brand, build their company, and get their product out in the world. So what we meet is sometimes companies that have solved their warehouses with quite primitive technology, sometimes they just know where everything is, and that's not scalable. Sometimes we meet people with, you know, stolen shopping carts and that type of thing. But also we meet people with proper barcode systems and WS systems and so on. But the level of expertise to run a warehouse is very, very different from the bigger companies.
How do you address that with PO? Do you have like another approach to talk to those people or planning system?
What we have in PO is a very easy to use WES. So the thing that you're interacting with the system with, we have connected it so you can connect it to Shopify, for instance, in 2 minutes with a plugin. There's no big integration job needed, and it's very easy to use. Our goal has been for people to understand it right away. So when you go over to a port, you can just click picking and then you can start working on it. So we have focused a lot of the user experience to make that easy for everyone to use.
Do you have maybe like a, I don't know, like an example customer where you say it's the typical customer journey, or where you have exactly the challenges that you have in mind when you think about logistics challenges for SMBs and how you solve them with the PO system?
Yeah, absolutely. I can take one example from a customer in Oslo. They're doing, well, it's called barbershop.no, and they are, I've been running their shop for 10 years at least. And they have a warehouse in a garage very central in Oslo. They love being in that place and they want to keep being in that place. The problem was that they filled it out. It was actually one of the biggest challenges was when they get new products because they did not have any room to put it in. We came in and with the PO system, we filled out that garage. It was 200 square meter. With filling it up with PO, they got four times more storage. They used to have five people working in their warehouse on the regular, and now four of those people are now doing marketing instead of running in the warehouse. And the guy who is left in the warehouse is usually finished before lunch. For them, it has been a no-brainer. It's been extremely successful, and they're also growing their business. And on top of that, they're also adding in neighboring e-commerce companies, so they can host and do fulfillment for them.
Okay, that sounds like the dream. Crazy.
Yeah, we do have many examples, and one of my favorite examples is a company in the north of Norway called Vakrena. Extremely passionate and driven people who has been running their clothes and fashion company for many years. They've always been growing. They've always been really good at marketing and attracting more customers. But the problem is that they never had a vacation. So they just keep on working and working. I can also see photos. They showed me photos of their mother, who was, I think, in her 80s, helping out with fulfillment during high season and so on. So they've just been working and working. So the first thing they told me when they installed PO and it was up and running, they had a vacation. They went on vacation for 2 weeks. So that gave them some ease of mind. And that is important too when you're running these smaller companies, is to find back focus and not always be in a struggle with your logistics. And that is something we can give with PO, because you get the best-in-class automation. And you really get to compete with the giants, and we're leveling the playing field. Some of these companies, when we go in, they have maybe next day delivery at best. Some have like 5 days until the products leave their warehouse. And then we come in and then you're down to, 10 minutes. So it's a big change.
Cool. We've already mentioned a little bit that PO is more for SMBs and AutoStores for bigger companies, but maybe we can dive more into that. What is exactly PO's aim? What is exactly AutoStores' goal? Can you explain that a little bit further?
Absolutely, and thank you. Good question. I think one thing that's easy to think about when you want to just target the SMB, okay, it's smaller systems, but that's not enough. In our communication with AutoStore, we are talking very technical language. We're talking to experts and we're talking. It's like selling a car to a race car driver. He's going to be interested in knowing how the brakes work, how the engine works, and all of it all combined to run smoothly. When we're talking with SMB customers, we're talking more about problem solving and how they can create value and how it is easy to run and those type of things. We also have a problem when you look at any of these ASRS systems, you have no idea of what the price is. The reference is, it could be anything, right? And one of the things, eliminating factors or things that you really need to understand right away is how much it costs. So we thought, okay, let's put the prices on the website. Go to PO.com. We have the prices right there. So that is one big difference. But also, probably when it comes to pricing, one of the biggest differences is that for smaller companies, it's hard to obtain or get money to invest into buying a full AutoStore system. So we have changed the model quite a bit So instead of you're buying the whole system with robots, ports, and control systems and software and all of that, we're now selling the grid and the bins. So basically the infrastructure, a replacement for your shelf is what you're buying. That is around now on our website. We have one model called P100. We can get back to that, but that is around $100,000. After that, you pay $1,000 to have PO, and that's with included service, that's with included software and customer success, so that we always keep on looking at to increase your performance and so on. That is included for those $1,000. And then we charge $1,000 per robot. And by doing that, you can also change how many robots you need. So maybe you need 3 robots in July, and then you need 6 in December. We've made a model where you can change that how you would like and change it for your high and low season. So it is cheaper to get. I mean, you don't need as much money to get the PO system, but that is 2 parts of PO. Another thing is I've seen large auto store projects where it takes a long time to do integration because these companies have sophisticated advanced systems, ERP systems, WMS systems, that all needs to be integrated. That can both take a lot of time and cost a lot of money. With PO, we have a standard platform. We have one WES that is made for pick and pack, and it's focused for really efficient e-commerce operations. There's no way to make it any kind of specialized or custom. It's a standardized offering. And we've made a plugin for Shopify, so you can get up to speed in 5 minutes by downloading that Shopify plugin. Also, we have an open API. It's pretty easy to connect to our system. So we need to make it easy to buy, easy to integrate, and also easy to build. I take my experience from all of the expos we've been at. We've been one of the companies who always had a live demo. And, you know, expos, you get 1 or 2 days to build those demos on. So I know that we can build quite big systems with just a couple of hours or 2 days, then we can build a big one. So with the P100 that we have on the website, it will only take 2 to 3 days to build. It will take 5 minutes to integrate. And I think that's quite revolutionary.
Wow, that almost sounds too good to be true. How do you make sure that you don't have any cannibalism between AutoStore and PO? Because that sounds really, really good. And I mean, I'm also a fan of the AutoStore system, but how do you make sure that not everyone that could buy or would actually buy an AutoStore runs to PO and buys the, I would say, little bit cheaper version?
Yeah, good question. So we have traditionally not been focusing on smaller systems with AutoStore, but it's more kind of the other way around. PO is also a strategic tool for us to get customers earlier so that when they're quite early on their growth journey, then they can buy a PO system and then they can grow with that PO system. When it gets more complicated than what PO offers or that the robot as a service doesn't make sense anymore, you can then transfer it to AutoStore system. You can buy the robot and you can get over to our, well, it will be transferred over to our partners, but they will also offer WMS system and so on. So strategically for AutoStore, it's also to both get customers earlier, but also have them, you know, for the customers good because they're future proof to build out their system as they go.
It's really refreshing that you talk about prices and the financials of the system, because I always ask the question, but I never really get an answer. Usually it's more like an ROI calculation that I get. And now I already have the prices, but maybe we can do the ROI example calculation anyways, because I don't have any insights into the financials of SMBs. So maybe you could just share how long it takes to get a return on investment for like an SMB.
What we've seen from now, we've built 10 pilots in Norway, and the average is around between 1 and 1.5 years on ROI. So from a financial standpoint, that should be a no-brainer as an investment because you end up with a much more efficient warehouse afterwards. And if you want to do the calculation of ROI, you can start with taking space. Usually, you pay rent on warehouses and imagining get 4 times or 6 times or 10 times more products on the same building that you're already renting. You're not changing the rent, but you're basically renting 4 times, 6 times the larger warehouse on the same rent. So that's a huge thing to calculate in your ROI. And traditionally, your people can work and will get more than 5 times more orders done. So, well, you need the same labor. Then you have all of these crucial, important things like we don't use a lot of power. Like an AutoStore system uses if you have 10 robots, they use the same amount of power as a vacuum cleaner. You turn off the lights in that area of your warehouse, and it has a quite significant impact on your electrical bill. But what I think it's hard to include in an ROI calculator is all of these benefits combined, all of the soft benefits and so on. It's the sort of the what I said earlier about putting a check mark on your logistical operations. And by doing that, you know that you have best-in-class operations. You know that you will provide the best-in-class customer experiences for your customers. And that has so many long-term effects. If you deliver the wrong product to the wrong time to a customer, they're going to do a couple of things, and they're not good for you. They're going to make a bad review. Maybe it's on Google or Trustpilot or something like that. So they're going to warn other customers to not use you. That's a big deal. And there's really no loyalty towards smaller companies, towards bigger companies. They're going to do that anyway, right? And then probably the worst thing is that they're not going to buy from you again. And it's 5 times more expensive to get a new customer than to keep the old one. So you need to make sure that every delivery is fast, that is accurate. And with our system, you can do that. You can even compete with the fastest huge companies out there.
That's great. I looked a little bit at your case studies on YouTube, and I've noticed that most of your customers are based in Scandinavia. And I mean, as a Norwegian company like Pio, I guess that makes sense. And also, Scandinavian countries are known for being more progressive and open to investing in new technologies. But I was wondering if that really is the region you're focusing on, or in which geographical areas does Pio operate or will operate in the future?
So we have had a huge focus on talking directly to the customer and build this together with customers. So we have built this from our headquarters in Norway, and Pio has set up offices 2 hours away from that. So the customers that we have worked with has been crucial to the development of Pio. And now we have 10 systems in Norway. We've called them pilot systems. We want to get into trouble. We want to see what is good, what is bad. We've tuned in everything from our service model to pricing model to, well, the product itself, the offering, by having all of these customers. Our first focus now is the American market. So US is where we are targeting now. And we already have sold 5 systems in 5 different states across, well, spread all over in the US. So we're building those this spring, and I'm super excited to go for the American market. We will expand. Pio is a born global product. I mean, you have the same problems everywhere in the world with the warehouse logistics, and we will definitely go into other places than the US.
Why the US market next? Are there any criteria, labor shortage, more SMBs? I don't know.
Yeah, good question. Well, it's the largest e-commerce market in the world, and they have come a long way of using modern CMS platforms, so we can just connect to it quite easily. But yeah, as you mentioned, labor shortages, or even get warehouse labor, or to keep them, is problematic in the US. We do offer all of the same benefits that AutoStore will offer. So, space, one thing, speed is one thing, needs for labor, accuracy, and all of that. So I think also compared to Norway, they have come further when it comes to, creating good customer experiences, I would say. Before, it was just impressive that you can get the box within a couple of days. Now it's more about, creating a good, first of all, online experience, and then unboxing and the time it takes to delivery and how the whole service works and so on. So I think it's an exciting market for sure. And definitely there is a lot of SMBs in the US.
Yeah, I guess so. And you said the logistic challenges are the same everywhere, but I think like labor shortages are more like in American or in US and European thing. And for example, in China or India, I'm not sure if they are already that far or if they already need an PO system, or what's your take on that?
No, I think places where labor is still cheap and in abundance, where it's easy to get, it's hard to justify, automation directly on a financial starting point. But if we get back to that accuracy and customer experience, you will probably not get that same benefits if you run manual operations on small scale or larger scale, because we have always been measuring inaccurate warehouses or bad deliveries on how many hands that touches the product. And with PO and AutoStore, you can reduce that to two set of hands. One set of hands for products going in, one set of hands for products going out. So in that regard, I think automation would be good, but probably hard to justify in those low-cost countries.
Okay. So one criteria would be where's the biggest market, and also where's the quickest time to value, where you can help customers the fastest?
Yes, sure. And as I said, PO is a born global product. It could work in and will work in most places. It's just our capacity and focus, and we've set up to focus on the US first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So maybe let's pretend I'm a potential customer and I've decided that I want to implement an ASRS from PO. Can you walk me through the process? Like, who do I need to get in touch with? Do you work with distribution partners? And what happens then?
Yeah, a good place to start is go to PO.com. It will tell you everything you want to know about the system. And then you put in your name and websites. And then we will set up a first meeting to address and understand your business. We want to talk about where you are today, how many orders you're selling, where you want to be in the future, and then we look at your building. Basically, all we need for PO is a floor, a flat floor, and we could build it on almost anything. And then we look into that, and we look through, well, bin distribution and so on. We can get pretty technical, but we first have this mapping call where we sketch up and make a system for you. And then you're getting prices right away, delivery times right away. And then we also need to understand your technical setup, if it needs to be an API that needs to be connected, or if we already have that plugin. But we have worked a lot to simplify the process so that it doesn't take months to scope out this, but it should take minutes or hours to get an offer from PO.
And then when you have the offer, how long does it take for you to get on site or to build my PO ASRS?
At the moment, we are in the US, we're doing 20 weeks, but we can get down to 12 weeks in Europe, where we are doing also the production of the robots and so on.
That's fast. And after those 12 or 20 weeks, it's productive right away. So I can already put my products inside and start?
Well, yeah. And that's when we start building it after those 12 weeks. For the P100 that we're selling now on PO.com, it would take 2 to 3 days to install and then a couple of minutes to integrate. For larger system, obviously, it would take longer time, but we do focus on speedy builds because most of our customers will be already in a warehouse in a brownfield system, and we are usually not creating a big temporary plan for that week when we are installing. So it needs to go really fast and also get the products really fast into the system.
Are there any limitations to the product, like size or weight?
Yes, the same as AutoStore. So bin is 1/4 of a Euro pallet, so 60 times 40 centimeters. And with PO, you only get the 30 centimeters tall bin. The weight limitation is 30 kilos. And last time I checked, 86% of all of Amazon's products would fit inside of that. So just so you
know. Do you have any example where a customer wanted to have a product inside of a PO bin and it didn't work?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And that is something that we have made PO specifically to be very, very good at, combining manual operations and PO operations. So you're combining your ASRS with your shelf products. First of all, you would probably have bulk storage, you know, where you're storing your bulk. And then you would have oversized storage where everything from hockey sticks to bicycles and stuff that doesn't fit inside of PO is still on the same system. And we've made some pretty efficient batch picking processes for manual operations too.
You already mentioned it before, but maybe we can, just because we're here in the I'm a potential customer phase, how do I pay for the system?
Yeah, so I think we touched upon it briefly, but there is a base fee for you buy the grid and the bins. So you invest in that infrastructure. So for the P100, which could be up to 1,400 bins, that one you pay around $120,000, and then you we install it, and then you own that part. Then you later on, you rent robot as a service. So you pay per robot, and it's $1,000 per robot. And you can tune this on high season and low season. So you can have more robots during high season and then less robots during low season. Important to remember that everything is included here from software to service and so on. And that is included on $1,000 monthly fee. So imagining you get three robots and a base fee, that is $4,000 you pay per month. And then with those $4,000, you can run with one person instead of five in the warehouse. Financially, it should make total sense.
Yeah, yeah. You already mentioned the P100. This is a new concept you launched, right? How is it different from your regular offering?
I love this direction because we have bundled and we have productified and what normally is a project. So what when we sell through AutoStore, we go into great lengths to understand and build and CAD up the system specifically for that building and so on. What we have made is an entry-level automation product. So the P100 can fit up to 1,400 bins. And this is what you use for your high runners in the company. It doesn't need to fit all of your products. It's made to be a hybrid together with your manual operation. I think the price point is as low so that everybody can get on automation with the P100. It's also future-proof. If you want to build it out, you can build it up to as large as you want. And with this, we're talking about specific performance. We're talking about all of the regulations and code, and all of that is not a lot of work. And we've productified it so that it's easier for the customers to think about, what kind of gains they will get from it and so on. So it's not a specialized product anymore. You could say that one of the largest, biggest strengths we've had in AutoStore is to always been standardized, and now we're taking it one step further by combining and making a package that we call the P100, and 100 is how many storage cells we have in that system. We also have made it so easy to use that anybody could use it. So imagining you're downloading an app on your phone, you're never gonna, Google the PDF manual for that app, right? That's not happening. You understand most apps you download right away. And the same goes with this. With the PO app, everybody could use it. Our goal was to take somebody drunk from the street and put them in front of the port. They should be able to understand it. I've seen trainings take 5 minutes, and it's a really, really good user experience. And that was sort of the mantra behind PO from the beginning, that it should be extremely easy to use. It should be as, you should have this attitude towards PO as products in and out. And that's what PO stands for. PIO, products in and out.
Oh, that I didn't know. Good that we stumbled across that. What's the story behind the P100? Like, what was the development process? Was it something that you learned from talking to the customers that you wanted to do something like that?
Well, I know that we can have pretty small systems. I've known that for a long time. I have one at home in my own wardrobe. I have a robot there with 100 bins. I know it works.
Your wardrobe?
Pretty small scale.
What?
Yeah, I have one at home. I put everything in it. So everything from, kitchen appliances and clothes and shoes and beer and all that stuff.
Is that a joke?
I have one for real. I'm a really big fan of this technology. But it's also extremely practical. I use it every day. And, when my kids want to draw something or paint something, I click on the painting bins and I get that out, and then we have all of that stuff inside. It makes my room tidy and I have control of everything. So it's I know that it works in that size, but then also talking to customers, and especially SMB customers, it's hard to know exactly what they need. So instead, we've made this machine that is, you should fill it up with your high runners all the time. So you get the entry level part of automation and get all of the benefits, but without, having to spend that much on building a big system. It's kind of, you get into it, you dip your toes, you understand it, and then you can plan out how big you want it, if you want to expand it later on. So talking to the customers and also all the interest we get, it's much more easy to work with this for the customers instead of making all the projects into, long and expensive projects. We've made a product that now everybody could get.
Is that something that we will have in the future, like that we all have robots in our wardrobe?
I think that is my dream for sure. And it's also the founder's dream to have AutoStore everywhere. If you think about it, we have invented so much throughout the history of time, but storage and warehousing really hasn't changed that much the last 6,000 years. I found a photo from Turkey from some archaeologists. They found old shelves. They look exactly like most e-commerce manual operations look today. And that's 6,000 years. And then when we invented, or AutoStore invented cube storage in 1996, that was the first real revolution of how you actually store things. We found out then, all the way back in 96, that, okay, if we do this, we can get 6 times more products inside of a warehouse. That's a big deal. And then I think it was 10 years spent to create the robots to get it in and out. And now, fast forward 2024, it's the gold standard of e-commerce and storage and warehousing in general. So it needs to be, if we think about it, just the technology, it doesn't need to be a secret for big warehouses or for, you know, the e-commerce big industry. It needs to be something that we can offer for everyone. And with PO, we're doing that. And that's the first step of doing that. We're doing e-commerce first. But of course, I would love to see PO in everyone's wardrobe and in hotels and schools and everywhere where we do storage. It's just a better way of doing storage and retrieval.
Is that really on your roadmap? Or is it just like a dream?
It's not on our roadmap yet. We are extremely focused on e-commerce for SMBs. So it's not on the roadmap, but I use it every day and I see the potential of it. So I will definitely at some point try to pitch in a home usage.
Yeah, I mean, I was laughing before, but because it was kind of the first time that I heard of something like that. But now I want one too.
It's great.
maybe wardrobe is the end game then. But yeah, like you said, like in, I don't know, gastro and schools and so on, hotels. I think that would really make sense.
Yeah, definitely,
so
yeah.
Maybe you should put that on the roadmap. As soon as you've done the US market, maybe there's time for that.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think it has a lot of potential. Well, I know it has a lot of potential if we just do it right. So we start with e-commerce and then we look into other exciting segments.
Yeah, I see the potential, definitely. Yeah, I saw also quite a lot of activity on LinkedIn lately. And is it true that you are running a contest where you give away a PO system for free, or what's that all about?
Yeah, that's true. Definitely a really exciting competition. I want everyone to participate. We're giving away a P100. And of course, this is to introduce the P100 to the market. So it's kind of an extraordinary awesome deal. We've got so much interest already. Super excited about it. And we will announce a winner in June. The price or the worth of this P100 is between $86,000 and $120,000+, depending on the ceiling height you have. So definitely worth checking out.
So the contest is still running?
It's still running. We'll announce a winner
in
June.
How long can you still apply?
Oh, you can just apply all the way up to June. So, but I would get in a hurry and register for that competition. Go to PO.com.
You just have to apply, or do you have to do anything to be part of the contest?
Well, we'll do a discovery call with all of the contenders so that we can understand their needs and so on. And then we'll do a jury would pick a winner.
Cool. So to everyone, go to the PO website and participate. It's definitely worth it. You can have like a P100 in your wardrobe, or is it more for the warehouse this time?
We're aiming for the e-commerce SMEs, but yeah, that would
okay.
be fun.
Back to the logistics or to the warehouse area. Because when I was at Logimat a couple of weeks ago, I saw some other companies offering cube storage solutions. Could you maybe explain what the difference between those systems and the AutoStore or PO system is, or what's the USP from for AutoStore and PO?
Sure. Depending on which one we're talking about, AutoStore invented cube storage, and we've been doing it for more than 25 years. And it's now interesting to see copies and or inspirated companies and other takes on it. As I said before, I love this technology. It's for me to see other takes on it and see what they do is extremely interesting. I haven't seen anything that is beating us on anywhere. So far, at least, I think we are the densest still and also the fastest. So depending on which one you're talking about from Logimat, but I'm just excited to see all of the different takes on the technology that I love. So It's exciting. But USP-wise, definitely, they are all focusing on getting better use of your warehouse. Really, most warehouses is just air. It's a specialized room, but it's one of the worst specialized rooms I know. Some places, it's only 10% storage and then 90% air. So we're all on the same mission of actually utilizing that space. And that is exciting. But then we have so much awesomeness going on with the software when it comes to traffic system on top of the grid and the delivery of the bins, how the robots help each other, what type of planning they have, what kind of routing system they have. And we have been developing that for 25 years, and we're definitely at the forefront of that. But I am excited to see different ways of doing that.
I mean, I think the most popular competitor to AutoStore, maybe, I guess, is Jungheinrich. With their new cube storage. But I've also seen some smaller companies. I think one is GridStore. And they look quite similar to the AutoStore and also the PO systems. But you're not afraid that they will like get all your customers?
No, well, of course, it's interesting to see competitors. When the Jungheinrich one, I think it's super fascinating. They have flipped it upside down. So you retrieve from the bottom. And I need to know and see it more and understand it. I think it's kind of defying gravity a bit, but it's super interesting to see that take on cube storage. So I'm not particularly afraid of for any of those. And I think their market is huge. I think we're all on the same mission to make cube storage the best way of doing storage. So I think all of these companies should have a look at cube storage. And as I said, the market is big and there is room for more, but I'm not afraid yet. I also have to add that we are now a huge R&D department, and we're also working on continuously what the future is going to be of cube storage. So that gets me super excited.
Yeah, and I think it's really good that you like tackle the market from both sides, like AutoStore with the bigger companies, PO for the SMBs, so that you really have a system for everyone in the market. And I think also the Jungheinrich system is also more for bigger companies, I would guess. Maybe they can prove me wrong. But so I think that's a good thing, like you said, for AutoStore and PO that they work together. So let's pretend again that I'm a potential customer. How do I decide if I need a PO system? How do I know if it's the right fit for me? Do you maybe have like some questions that I can ask myself? And also, what do I need to know in order to know if PO is the right fit for me?
Pia, good question. Usually when you have one person in your warehouse and you're consider hiring number two, it makes sense to get a PO system instead. So already at that level, pretty small, you should consider looking into PO. I think if you have around 100 orders per day, that's a good time to look into automation. By getting PO, you get the gold standard of AutoStore technology in your warehouse, even at small scale, used by the largest companies in the world. And now you can start using that even though you're a small company. And it's not like you're constraining that machinery to your company for the revenue you're at. You can always grow with the system. You can build it out. And eventually, if you want, you can then also buy the robots out of the system and you can transfer into an AutoStore system. So it's very much future-proof and you get the best system from the get-go.
Okay. What I've learned from your case studies and everything I've heard from about PO before is that PO is a great example of a product that customers love. And what would be your recommendation as the head of PO to someone that wants to build a great product in the world of logistics automation?
Thank you. And I think that's the result of working really closely with the customers. And that is my tip too. It's to solve real problems, not just work on a technology, but look at a problem and solve it with technology and talk with the customers as much as you can. I thought I knew exactly what an SMB needed when we started this journey. I was very wrong. I mean, a lot of the things was okay, but then you go into the details, you talk, and then you understand the problem properly. When you understand the problem properly, that's when you can make some really good products. So that's that's been the process of PO, and that's also my recommendation if you want to make a really good product for the logistic world.
So this was today's episode of Out of the Box with Magne from PIO. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe learned a thing or two about the special challenges that SMBs face and how automation solutions like an ASRS can help them to stay competitive and future-proof. Thank you so much for your time, Magne. It was great having you here.
Thank you for having me on, Thea. A pleasure to be here.
And that's it for today. See you again in 2 weeks.